Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR
Sport
Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Thank you to everybody listening. Appreciate you. Trying to get you right for the weekend. You can listen, if you did not know, on the free radio.com app. This is a four-hour show. 1 hour is in the books. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Shout-outs to my main man, Brandon, in Virginia. Brandon listens through Apple Music. Yeah. All you got to do is search CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 206. You can listen on CBSSportsRadio.com. So many ways to listen. I'm just glad you're here. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. And thank you to everybody who participated in the first hour of the show. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All social media is at JR Sport Brief. If you are driving right now, don't pick up your phone. Hit me up later, okay? But the phone line, if you can do it safely, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're getting you ready for Sunday, week three of the NFL season. And it's nice to say that we got football. It's nice to say that football is here with no problem. It's nice to say that the NFL has not had one issue yet with COVID. Let's keep it that way. Look at Major League Baseball just getting through their damn season. Their season ends on Sunday. It's funny to say, I don't know if I could consider 2 months to be a season, but here we are. It's crazy to think that we are knocking on the doorstep of October. The cliche, time flies when you're having fun. Ah, man. You can shove that cliche. That ain't true. Time flies when you're in a pandemic, when you're in a disaster. My goodness. Speaking of a disaster, for whatever reason, the Cleveland Browns were brought up last hour. We were talking about teams that, you know, if they don't win on Sunday, they're going to be in a toilet. We were talking about teams that are destined to, you know, just wait the year out. Because if you go 0-3 since 2002, we've had 80 teams that have started 0-3. Only one of those teams in approximately 20 years has made the playoffs. You know, so the Browns ain't there. Okay, at least the Browns got a victory. But I will tell you this about the Browns. They got their work cut out for them against that, I almost said the wrong team name, the Washington football team, excuse me. They have their work cut out for them against Chase Young and Sweat. And I have a feeling that Baker Mayfield, he might be running for his life. And so expect a whole lot of Chubb, expect a whole lot of Hunt. And it's interesting. We heard from Odell Beckham Jr., who said, I have to accept the fact that, you know, I may not necessarily get the same amount of targets. I may not get the same amount of touches that I'm used to. Certainly, to me, seems like a waste of one of the NFL's best quarterbacks. Excuse me, wide receivers. That's just me. Cleveland Browns are an interesting situation. So you talk about a team that might be in trouble if they lose. I mean, Browns have been in trouble since they were reincarnated. Come on. Let's be real. Let's see if the Cleveland Browns could do some damage. Hand that ball off. Give it to Chubb. Give it to Hunt. Keep it moving. And then also, you want to talk about another team. This is a squad. And this is the definition of a quarterback that just keeps you in purgatory. I'm talking about Kirk Cousins. The Vikings can go 0-3 if they lose to the Titans. Would you be surprised if Derrick Henry got the football and went everywhere that he wanted to on the football field? Wouldn't surprise me at all. The Vikings smacked by the Packers, 43-34. They couldn't muster more than 11 points against the Colts. They lost. Kirk Cousins, he's in a terrible company with Carson Wentz. They both have 4 interceptions. When you talk about key passing statistics, completion percentage, etc., they're hanging out right there with each other. And Kirk Cousins, I mean, right at the beginning of this year, he got a contract extension. They tacked on 2 years to this year. Kirk Cousins is going to be around in Minnesota not throwing the ball to Diggs. They're trying to figure out their offense. And I think Kirk Cousins, he's the perfect description of a quarterback who might actually just be in purgatory. Does anybody expect like anything from Kirk Cousins ever? I mean, the Vikings last year, they got beat up. The Niners took their lunch. Do you expect the Vikings to do anything? You got Kubiak, who's now taken over because Stefanski is gone. Now he's a head coach. And Kirk Cousins has to figure things out right now? Ugh, good luck with that one. This is what Kirk Cousins had to say about getting better.
We've got to be better. I've got to be better. And, now we're back to work this week on a new opponent. And we get that chance Sunday to get this bad taste out of our mouths and play better football.
I told you Gary Kubiak, he's not an assistant. He's not a helper. This is his offense right now. I don't know. Maybe Gary Kubiak thinks he's back in Houston. But Gary Kubiak, this is what he had to say about their offense.
We got to do a lot of things. I mean, I'm focused on myself. Hell, I got to do a lot better job for the guys and getting them in position. We're playing hard. Our guys are playing hard, preparing hard. Got to figure out a way to keep us on the field, get our snaps, those type of things. So, like I said, just total focus on everything and try to get our snaps and stay on the field better than we've been doing here the first 2 weeks.
Good luck. I mean, it's kind of, and that's a lot of coach speak. Good for Gary Kubiak for, I don't even know if it takes pressure off of Kirk Cousins. It certainly doesn't. It really doesn't. Kirk Cousins went for 3,600 yards last year, 26 TDs and 6 interceptions. Kirk Cousins is whatever. He is the whatever quarterback. He's the quarterback that can get you numbers and make it look nice, but he ain't going to win you nothing. And I'd venture to say he's like a quarterback in purgatory. He ain't bad. He's not elite. You could venture to say he's slightly above average. But he's not one of these guys that's just going to win you a game. He's not going to win you a stretch of games. He's not. I'm sorry. They got work to do. And the Vikings, oh yeah. If they lose to the Titans, consider this year a wrap.
You like that?
It's awful when that is your highlight of your career, of what people remember you for.
You like that?
I don't think he'll have another opportunity to walk around a corner heading to a locker room and scream that. Sorry, Kirk Cousins. Now, enough about losers. Enough about teams in purgatory. Enough about teams that are stuck in the toilet. Sorry if you're a fan of the Lions or the Jets. Maybe the Browns. still the Browns. My apologies. Sorry. We're going to talk about some winners right now. And you don't have to go far to think about the Sunday night matchup between the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints. Led by quarterbacks, we got MVPs here. Aaron Rodgers got two of them. We got Drew Brees here. This man is going into the Hall of Fame. We got two quarterbacks who are going in the Hall of Fame. And you can expect Sunday night for the narrative to be beat into the ground as to how much these guys got left in the tank. And I'll save you some time. You can mute the TV on Sunday. We know this. Drew Brees looks old. I mean, Drew Brees has had to walk around all week trying to tell folks he ain't old. I've even seen posts and commentary about Jameis Winston coming in to relieve Drew Brees. Did you think this was going to be the case? Drew Brees, the NFL's all-time leading passer? I think he's up on Tom Brady. I think Drew Brees is like 77,000 yards. Maybe Tom Brady's at 75,000. And then they're neck and neck right there with touchdowns. Somewhere around 550, 540. Let's see who ultimately takes the record. I mean, we air the football up so much. It's like every player that's participated in the league for the past 10 years is at the top of the passer lists. Touchdowns and yards. But there's no doubt. Drew Brees is 41 years old. Aaron Rodgers is 36. And good for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's out here publicly talking about his relationship or his former relationship with Danica Patrick. He says, I'm in a clearer headspace. Good for you. I don't know. Maybe the pandemic helped him out. He had a chance to evaluate things. We know how he felt about his replacement being drafted onto the team. And I still like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is still one of the quarterbacks in the NFL that I look at right now, and I say, if the game is on the line, I trust him. I've seen him do it. He's not ancient. He's 36, but he's not dirt. I mean, he may not have the weapons, your drivers, your Jones, your Jennings. They may not be there anymore. But you got another Jones. You got a Jones last year who led the NFL in touchdowns in 19 and Aaron. Aaron Rodgers, they went 13-3 last year. It wasn't exciting. A lot of people would consider it to be a mirage. It wasn't overwhelming. We know they lost in the playoffs. But I'm going to be honest with you. Sans having, you know, Pat Mahomes, maybe Lamar Jackson for here or there, I don't see a reason why you wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers as your QB. And I think he still has a whole lot left in the tank. We want to talk about the Bears being bad. Aaron Rodgers has been clear. I'm probably not going to end my career here in Green Bay. Can you imagine if Aaron Rodgers was on the Bears right now? And then you got Drew Brees, who unfortunately right now doesn't have the biggest security blanket in the NFL in Michael Thomas. He's been out with a high ankle sprain. Drew Brees hasn't played up to what you would expect him to. Maybe he already has one foot in the broadcast booth. I don't know. I guess they're going to eventually have to run Alvin Kamara into the ground. Here, man, we're going to throw the ball to you. Make sure you get 10 receptions. And then we're going to hand it off to you, maybe another, 15, 20 times. Here, let us know what you can do, Alvin. Let's try not to run you into the ground while we miss Michael Thomas. And these are two guys, unfortunately, you think about their careers. It's surprising that they only each have won Super Bowl in back-to-back years. Saints won theirs over the Colts in 2010. Packers won over the Steelers in 2011. But now they're a little bit closer to the end than they are to the beginning. This is what Drew Brees had to say about two legendary QBs going at it on Sunday night.
We've each been to one and we've each won one, right? So, and we've had probably some heartbreaking moments in the playoffs, you know, both teams. But, you know, regardless, listen, you know, each season is a new season and each team is a new team. And you're going to face your fair share of challenges. Obviously, they've had a ton of success just like we have. Lots of playoffs appearances, lots of playoff wins. Again, you know, just those challenges that we've all faced in order to try to get to the ultimate prize.
Yeah, each year is different. But what's going on right now is also between the two of y'all, you guys are getting older. This might legitimately be Drew Brees' last season. The other night, he was outplayed by Derek Carr. That's a reality. And it's not Derek Carr. I don't necessarily think he's a scrub or a bum. I think for the past couple of years, he's gotten a raw deal. I hope he can continue to show and prove who he is. But Drew Brees, he hasn't been all that spectacular. And I told you, there are folks who are like, where's Jameis? The guy who gave us a 30-30 season without home runs and stolen bases, but touchdowns and interceptions. Where's Jameis? Oh, where's Taysom? This is the conversation. It's only week three. Michael Thomas hasn't been out there. Okay, Drew Brees cannot air the ball up. You know, he ain't going to go all the way downfield with it. It might be a little bit more dink and dunk. He ain't Russell Wilson with a deep ball. But I would still trust him to make a solid decision. Earlier this week, he had to tell everybody, I ain't worried. Stop looking at my numbers.
My job is to execute the offense, right? And so I think I've always evaluated myself on being a great decision maker. And so at the end of the day, I'm going to throw the ball to the open guy, move the ball down the field, score points. Help us win football games, you know, so that's my job. My job's not to have the most air yards or throw the ball down the field the most or anything like that. My job's to help us win. My job's to help put everybody around me in the best position to succeed. And that's all I'm focused on.
I like when we have teams and squads that aren't just playing up to snuff. We got Drew Brees saying, hey, it's not my job to, you know, throw for a million yards every game. Rob Gronkowski is running around letting everybody know, even though jokingly, hey, I'm a blocking tight end now. I'm not worried about the numbers. And this, it's true. It's week three. But everybody playing in week three is not 41 years old. Not everybody playing in week three already has their next job lined up where they're going to get millions and millions of dollars talking in the broadcast booth like they're Tony Romo. There's one guy who's doing that. His name is Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees still has something left in him. If I'm looking at the NFC South, I know it's going to be difficult without Michael Thomas, but I still believe the division will come down to the Bucs and the Saints. And prior to the season, you know, I picked the Saints to win the division. I'm not doubting that. I'm not changing my mind. I expect to see the Saints in the playoffs. Whether or not they have to deal with miracles or referees in the playoffs is something to be seen. But I still ultimately believe wholeheartedly that the Saints are going to go in. That this might be Drew Brees' last season, but I don't think he's cooked yet. I don't think he's finished. No different than Aaron Rodgers. I would not be surprised if Aaron Rodgers picked up one more Super Bowl victory in his career. Come on, we got Tom Brady running around at 43 years old. I wish he would go away. I know we got a lot of Saints fans out there. We got a lot of Packer fans out there as well. I want to ask you guys specifically, or if you're a fan of these teams, do you believe that these guys, are they capable of winning another Super Bowl? Or has that train left the station? Is it done? Is Drew Brees over? Is he just collecting a check right now? Give me 25 mil and I'm out of here. Let me see if I can do better than Romo. What about Aaron Rodgers? You know, are you tired of him in Green Bay? Is it just like, okay, well, move on. Let's keep it moving. The phone lines are open to you right now. I think they got something left in the tank. And I think Aaron Rodgers, he might have another Super Bowl in him. It may not be in Green Bay. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Is it a wrap for Breeze? Is it a wrap for Rodgers? Do you think either one of these guys have another Super Bowl in front of them? Or is it too damn late? Call me up right now. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And that audio, courtesy of Saints Radio. We're talking about Drew Brees. We got a matchup. I don't want to call it an old man matchup. I guess that would be what we saw to start the season. Brady and Brees. It was a big conversation about, are these two guys too damn old? Well, now we got 36-year-old Aaron Rodgers and 41-year-old Drew Brees. Okay, they have their matchup. This is the narrative. What do they have left in the tank? Being the fact that Drew Brees, whenever he decides to leave, he has millions of dollars waiting for him in a television booth. And you think about even the game this week where they lost to the Raiders. You know, Drew Brees, the arm, I mean, it's not what it was. He was missing some throws. He was getting outplayed by Derek Carr. I don't think Drew Brees is done. I still believe the Saints will win the division. Hopefully, Thomas comes back from his high ankle sprain sooner than later. I hope that Alvin Kamara is not running to the ground. Drew Brees still has to build some camaraderie with new receiver Manny Sanders. They got some work to do. So I don't think Drew Brees is done. And I certainly think that Aaron Rodgers, man, sometimes I don't understand the hell that he gets up in Green Bay. It's like people are already his attitude is bad. He's still one of the better quarterbacks in the league. There was a stretch where he looked like awesome. He was looking like Pat Mahomes for a while. Come on. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Drew Brees. Aaron Rodgers, what do they have left in the tank? It wouldn't surprise me if one of the two guys picked up another ring. I know it's easier to say because one guy's 5 years younger. That happens to be Aaron Rodgers. I would say Aaron Rodgers has a better shot at getting another Super Bowl. Let's see. Set these phone lines up. The line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Jason, he's calling up from New Orleans. Jason, what are your thoughts on where Drew Brees is at this stage of his career?
JR, thanks for taking my call. I feel like, you know, the last 3-4 years, Drew Brees is the right guy. A lot of people down here in New Orleans are wondering, Did he just have a bad off season and he's done? Is he thinking about going to that broadcast booth that you're talking about? But he's got all the tools around him. And as we know, the last 3 years have come down to defense. So the question is not just on him, but what is the rest of the team capable of? And without Michael Thomas, we're all scratching our heads down here.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can certainly talk about the defense. The squad has plenty of playmakers that they've had and that they have also added now. But when it comes down to Brees, you're scratching your head. Do you think he has another Super Bowl in him before he rides off into the sunset?
I think so, and I think most people down here, they have the faith. They think Brees is our guy. Even if he has a 4,000-yard season, he's still got the talent to do it.
Yes.
Where just last week was not a good game, and he's okay. I mean, you can have a bad game. It's early on, but you also got to win those games in your division, and that's one that, you know, we need to win those games,
all
regardless,
right,
whether it's a division game or not.
No doubt about it. I agree with you. Thank you, Jason, for calling up from New Orleans. Let's go to Washington, D.C. and talk to Brian. Brian, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on Breeze?
Thank you so much for taking my call. Enjoy your show very much. Breeze, I would definitely say out of the three musketeers, as you mentioned, the three names, he probably has the best chance, having to be in the same system. Great talented
Correct.
Defense. And, you know, most of all, you know, people would say he wants to go to broadcast booth and so forth. But, you know, he's a competitor, just like the other two. I don't think they would spend their time out there unless they realize they still have something left. And, I mean, I go this way. I would put Breeze first and to be able to win another one. Brady number two, and then Aaron Rodgers number three.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brian, for calling up from Washington, D.C. That is an excellent point about the system and continuity. Aaron Rodgers moving into year two under LaFleur here, who's made it clear that he wants to run the ball more. Consider that a smokescreen or whatever you want, coach speak. But then you have continuity. I mean, it's been a long time that Drew Brees and Peyton have worked together. Now, having said that, you got different ingredients to work with. Mark is calling up from California. Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Drew Brees?
Hey, what's up, JR? So me and you kind of agree on some things, but at this point, I don't see Rodgers or Brees winning another Super Bowl. And the only problem with that is Thomas is going to be out of the game. Devontae Adams is going to be out. Packers defense, in my opinion, Lions should have scored 30 on them. A couple holding penalties and stuff kind of negated that. But, you know, Rodgers is like this every year. You see great spurts from him. And you think, wow, oh, my God, this team is good. They ran the ball last year very well, too. You know, it's two games into the season, so obviously don't, you know, people need to slow down a little bit, you know. But I just don't see Aaron Rodgers potentially, if LaFleur does go more with the ground game, even with the Saints outside of Thomas, who I think is the best receiver in football, they really have no one. Emmanuel Sanders had one catch for 18 yards. So it really showed against Vegas. But
Manny Sanders just got in the door. I mean, you have Alvin Kamara, who is a dual threat. Mark, you said it your damn self. How many weeks have they been playing?
It's been 2 weeks.
Mark, it's been 2 weeks. I'm going to give you some advice that came from Aaron Rodgers' own mouth a few years ago. You know what I'm getting ready to say, Mark?
I know exactly what you're getting ready to say.
So I'm gonna let you say it. I'm going to let you say it yourself. Say it, Mark. What would Aaron Rodgers tell you to do?
He'd tell me to go shove it.
Mark needs some friends. Aaron Rodgers would have told your ass to relax. It's real simple. I see the Boston Celtics won a game to stay alive. We'll talk about them in a little while. We're going to continue this conversation on Drew Brees. What are your thoughts? Is he cooked? Can he still go out and win a Super Bowl? I think they can win a division. I don't know if I'm going to say, hey, here's a Super Bowl for you. It's not going to be easy with Thomas gone. More of your phone calls when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You don't want to mess with me, okay? I'm going to get back to these phones and let you know. We're talking about Drew Brees. What does he got left in the tank? He's 41 years old. He's taking on Aaron Rodgers, 36, 41. Surprisingly, they each, for all of their greatness and accolades, they both only have one Super Bowl apiece. Jason Lynch, he just tweeted me. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. I do read and see my tweets. He says if, you know, they weren't so many penalties, et cetera, whatever, whatever, whatever the case last week. If the Saints won, is Drew Brees a topic of conversation tonight? And I said, yes. Did you see some of those damn passes that Drew Brees threw? Okay, he doesn't have Michael Thomas. Okay, he has to get it to Kamara. Okay, he has to grant and earn and learn and develop a rapport with Manny Sanders. Okay, I get all of that. But it doesn't change anything from what he can go out there and do physically. And I don't think he's done. I still think he can win. I think he can compete. He can go to the playoffs. He can go on a run. But time is running out. But it wouldn't surprise me between him and Rodgers. It wouldn't surprise me if one of these guys picked up another Super Bowl. Let's hit these phone lines. We got a lot of callers on. I'm doing fine, guys. I am doing awesome. I appreciate everybody being cordial and asking, but I am great. I want to make sure I can get everybody on. So when I bring you on, let us know how you feel. What are your thoughts? Let's start off. Abe is in South Carolina. Abe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about Drew Brees? Go.
Hey, thanks, JR. Drew Brees, people say his goose is cooked. I say no. I say if he goes to a short game coach like Bill Belichick, he'll make an awesome, awesome debut there, and he'll probably even possibly win a Super Bowl. And off the topic, Aaron Rodgers, I bet John Elway, if knew he, if he was on the market, he would definitely pay the money for a Super Bowl ring. And that's my thoughts. And those jabronis don't know what they're talking about. Yes, they still got gas in the tank. They just ain't got the weapons to show it. And that's what you need to win.
All right. Well, thank you, Abe, for calling up from South Carolina. Let's talk to Ron. Ron is in Erie, Pennsylvania. Ron, what are your thoughts on Drew Brees? Go.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight? Hey, man, I really think that, you know, like at the beginning of the season, like I told the producer, that, you know, he said it himself, it's either Super Bowl or bust, I'm going to sling it, do everything I got to win.
Yeah.
But the last couple of weeks, man, it's really showing. It's really showing now. You know, and like this last caller said, if he was on a different team, it wouldn't matter. It'd even be a debacle for him. I mean, I really do think that. I wish him the best, man. Jar, I'm out, man.
Well, damn, Ron. Well, thank you for calling up from Erie, Pennsylvania. Ron made it sound like Drew Brees got a foot in the grave. He's still a young man. I mean, 41, a young man? I think so. I think 41 is a young man. Oh, damn. We're not having a funeral for the man. We're just trying to figure out whether or not he's still got the oomph on his passes, whether he can still get it downfield. Jay is calling up from Pennsylvania. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead and make your point. What are your thoughts on Drew Brees?
Hey, I just got 2 points to make. I feel like Emmanuel Sanders' name was coming up a lot, and it reminded me of him winning the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning was cooked. So if they have a good run, just get hot at the right moment, I believe any of them older guys can win it. Second thing is, with the new playoff format, you know, I believe whoever's the top seeds, I believe they're going to go to the Super Bowl because they have so much more of an advantage than anybody else. But it's easier for teams to make the playoffs now since it's 7 teams instead of 6. But those teams that get a bye, I think it's going to be a huge advantage to them during the postseason. You can take it from there, JR. Thank you, man.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Jay, for calling up from Pennsylvania. Yeah, I mean, he has a solid point. I kind of made that point earlier. I mean, we're letting everybody and their mother, and this is just across all sports. It's like everybody and their mother is now getting into the postseason. You know, even Major League Baseball, they're looking to expand what they've done already. Why? More playoff games means more money. And Drew Brees is going to have a lot of that money whenever he decides to retire, as he makes about $6 million per year to talk about football. Not a bad gig. You don't have to worry about people trying to knock your head off. Sorju is calling up from Massachusetts. Sorju, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead with your piece.
What's going on, JR?
I'm awful, Sorju. Go ahead.
Quick point here.
Thank you.
So, yeah, with the Saints, I just feel like I think with Drew Brees, the real question is here is it's a great comparison to Peyton Manning. Because say what you want, but he was still able to make the plays that Super Bowl run
even running on the coattails of this defense. So I don't really know how much he has left in this tank. But what I can say is that getting this second Super Bowl is going to do so much for him, because it's really tough, because statistically, Drew Brees is clearly the number one quarterback of all time. But I think just because of some of his playoff shortcomings, you can't really, you know, put him in the top five.
All right. Well, Sorju, is it really even safe to say Drew Brees' stats statistically mean he's the greatest of all time? If Drew Brees got hurt and missed five games, Tom Brady could pass him in those statistical categories, at least in touchdowns. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but it seems like that's an exaggeration for Drew. Is he going to the Hall of Fame? Yes, there's no doubt. But the thing right now is, okay, time is not on his side. That I agree with you. Thank you, Sorju.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Let's go to Arkansas. Joseph, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about Drew Brees? Go ahead.
Well, to put this in perspective, I've been a Colts fan since about 98 when they drafted Manning. Brees has still got it in the tank, man. I mean, the dude, you got to look at what these historic quarterbacks have done, and the supporting cast is essential. It is. And we all agree that the quarterback's the most important. But the quarterback can only do so much. They got to have a supporting cast, right? Drew Brees still has it in the tank. He can still get it done. Manning still got it done, even after taking that year off with the neck injury, going over to Denver. He won a Super Bowl over there. Maybe Brady wins a Super Bowl in Tampa next year, maybe this year. I see the Saints winning the South this year, but the guy's still got it going on. I mean, you are not, you cannot be missing the playoffs and pushing a Super Bowl if you are a bad quarterback. I mean, Brees has got it, man. He still has it in the tank, just like Manning had it in the tank. I mean, look at all those other quarterbacks that they went to other teams. Yes. They won a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? They do need a supporting cast. Mm-hmm. He still has it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joseph, for calling up from Arkansas. Tom Brady, the oldest quarterback to go ahead and get you a Super Bowl victory. He did it at 41 years old when he went over the Rams early last year. Yeah, but nothing lasts forever. We can talk about what happened with Peyton Manning. Let's not also forget that right after that, he basically fell off a cliff. It wasn't that far away. Come on. Keith is calling up from New Orleans. Keith, you're on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to let you get the last word. Keith, go on ahead. What's your point?
Thanks, JR. Hey, everybody's talking about Drew Brees. You mean the guy that passed for over 5,000 yards four times in his career? They're trying to say he's done. You don't have any more in the tank. Well, I'll tell you what. Tune in Sunday. You're going to see a difference in the offense. Sean Payton will not allow Drew Brees be manhandled by mediocre defenses. I guarantee you. The installations went in Wednesday. I guarantee you're going to see a different offense. You're going to see a high-flying offense. Of course, Aaron Rodgers does the same thing. But we're going to see the outcome. And I will call back on Monday to let you guys know I told you so.
Well, what do you want? I mean, well, Keith, I got a couple of questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What do you want? If you tell me, what do you want, a cookie in return? I mean, what happens?
No, I don't want a cookie. I want those same naysayers to call back on the show, and I want to rebut those guys.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you, there it is. It's the proof is there.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
It just that's not Sean Payton. That's not in his DNA. That's not in Drew Brees' DNA.
Okay, Keith. Well, let me ask you my other question. You said so much, I think I might have forgot. Oh, here's my other question. What the hell does Drew Brees throwing for 5,000 yards 10 years ago, a couple of years ago, what does that have to do with now?
Well, it has a lot to do with now.
He's not the same damn person. He's not the same human. You got older, right? I mean, I got older. I can't do stuff that I did a few years ago. Drew Brees has gotten his ass whooped for the past bunch of years. That's not to take away of whether or not he can deliver a football to a receiver. We know that. He hasn't done it with the same type of accuracy. But I just think talking about him throwing for 5,000 yards here and 5,000, yeah, what does that have to do with right now, this moment? One day, Drew Brees is going to be 50. It's not going to matter, is it?
Well, it just no, it's not going to matter. But we're talking about here and now, right?
We're talking about here and now, but
right,
but a couple of years. But when is the last time he threw for 5,000? You got me sound like Foghorn Leghorn.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just stay.
It was
tuned
4 years
Sunday
ago.
Night.
Okay.
Stay tuned Sunday night. I guarantee you're going to see a different offense.
All right, Keith. I heard that part, and thank you for calling from New Orleans. Feel free to call back. Yeah, there was no answer, because there's none. There's none. It's 4 years ago. It's a big difference. I'm sorry. Damn. Steve from Washington, going ahead quickly. We're up against the break.
I'm sorry, I missed you. Drew Brees is over and done with. But I had a question about, I'm just watching Scott Van Pelt.
Well, Steven, do me a favor. Tweet it to me, at JR Sport Brief. I'm sorry. We went from Drew Brees to Scott Van Pelt. Not worrying about that right now. It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. It's time to talk about these Celtics. They're still alive here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.